keep those pens poised for Royal Ascot, because we're very lucky to have the expert analysis and opinion from Andrew Hawkins, who is one of the best judges when it comes to international racing here in Australia. And he is also the racing manager for Highclere Racing, who have a number of runners over at the Royal Ascot Week. So it's going to be a very busy week for Andrew Hawkins. We're lucky that he's going to give his thoughts each and every day for us here on RSN Racing Pulse. Andrew, good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Michael. Well, look, very much excited about the week ahead. It's going to be a great week, and it always is. But, look, there's just so many decent races and so many decent bets this week. There's some great betting races. As you say, Highclere has a number of runners across the week, so hopefully a Highclere winner or two would be nice. But, look, it's going to be just a great, great week, and I can't wait for what's ahead.
Hawk, I'm excited that you're excited, and so are the listeners, if you think there's a number of great bets, and it doesn't get any better than day one. And I know we've got a $1.40 favourite, the superstar, highest rated horse in the world in action tonight in the first race, the Queen Anne. But is there any value tonight? What should we be doing on day one?
Well, look, I do think Palace Pier wins that race, the Queen Anne Stakes. I actually, just listening to Lee there, I agree completely with him about Ebro River in the Coventry Stakes, race number two this evening. Ebro River did a lot wrong when he raced at Sandown last time out, slowly away. He was hanging all over the place, and yet he came away to win that listed race by almost four lengths. It was very, very impressive. You're only getting a better price because Coffee Maker, who's an American visitor, is in that race. Wesley Ward, we know how good he is bringing those two-year-olds across from the United States, but he's never actually won the Coventry, and a filly hasn't won the Coventry for 105 years, which is what Coffee Maker's trying to do. So I agree with Lee, take her on with Ebro River there in race two. And yeah, I think there are a couple of nice plays later in the evening as well, Lee. Michael.
Now, Ebro River is a $11 chance. So for the punters out there, race two, Coventry Stakes, number six, Ebro River, $11, both the Hawk and also Lee Likert. And I see that's it's in the Queen's colours, isn't it, Ebro River? So it'll be a nice way to kick off the carnival if the Queen could have a winner as well. What else are you playing tonight? Kingstan, let's talk about Batash. Is $2.80 a good price for Batash?
It is so difficult to tell. The thinking before last year, when he got beaten twice by Blue Point, was that the stiff 5 furlongs didn't suit him. He came out and won last year, a class above last year. Just the fact that he hasn't been able to have a run leading into Royal Ascot, to me, is a real concern. It's something that I think he'd probably need a bit of fitness on his side to handle that stiff 5 furlong trip there at Ascot. And given he has had that setback, they are saying he's working well, and if he is at his best, he'll win. But I just think it's worth taking him on. Personally, I think there's a filly in there, a four-year-old by the name of Liberty Beach. She managed to win a number of races as a two-year-old. Wasn't at her best at three, but she did run third last year behind Batash. She's already won on her way back. She won the Temple Stakes, one of the lead-ups. And I think with her having had that run and also getting back on top of the ground, I think she's going to be well-suited. So Liberty Beach, a daughter of Cable Bay, who stands down there in Victoria, I think that Liberty Beach is the one to back against Batash in the Kingstown Stakes.
Good value there. Liberty Beach is a $13 chance, 360 the place in the Kingstown Stakes. The St James's Palace Stakes is always one of the great races. Poetic Flair is the favourite. It's an open race this year, Andrew, and I know there's a little bit of a Victorian connection because Lucky Vega, owned by Yulong, is being retired and will be working out here as a stallion come August here in Victoria, Lucky Vega. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes tonight as well. Who do you like in the St. James's Palace?
Well, Lucky Vega, that's going to be very interesting. As you say, this is going to be his last run, and then he'll be in Victoria come August. So it's going to be interesting to see how he performs. I think there's going to be a lot of expectation on him. He's run well at his two starts this season, but I think they'd love to get a group one on the board at three. I'm going for a different form line. So he comes through the guineas and the Irish 2000 guineas. And for me, I'm actually going a different route. There was a race at Sandown about 4 weeks ago called the Heron Stakes. And that's produced some horses that have come out and won the St. James's Palace, like Without Parole and King of Comedy. And I just feel like the Heron might be the race to follow for this St. James's Palace Stakes. That day, a horse called Mostadaf managed to beat Highland Avenue. But I'm actually betting that Highland Avenue will turn the form around here. He's a grey colt, trained by Charlie Appleby. Highland Avenue was giving £3 to Mostadak and finished within a half length, even though he was on the worst part of the track. I just get the feeling to me that Highland Avenue is the one here. He's on the upward spiral. He hadn't been beaten at three before that. And I just feel like he's the type of horse. He might appreciate further in time, but I feel like here, if he gets the right conditions to suit, Highland Avenue, the four, is the one that I'll be backing here.
All right, around about $8 there for Highland Avenue and the St James's Palace, the Ascot Stakes. This is a race that Rachel Blackmore has a ride on, Cape Gentleman, trained by Emmett Mullins, but it's Willie Mullins that has the favourite, MC Muldoon. Who do you like in the Ascot Stakes?
Well, it's interesting because Cape Gentleman's been back off the map overnight. He's been about $9 into about $5.50 over there in the UK. So obviously there's been some support for Cape Gentleman. I'm not sure if it's just the Rachel Blackmore factor there. Look, I think it's interesting here because, as you say, Willie Mullins has three runners, and I just get the feeling that the outsider of the three is actually the one to follow, and that is Royal Illusion. Tom Markland rides. We obviously know Aussie Tom very well. Won the Iris Starovich going back a couple of years ago. Has mainly been over hurdles since, and did win a maiden hurdle at Leopardstown a couple of months back. Was disappointing in her Group 1 last time out at Fairy House. But I just get the feeling this 4,000-metre test will really suit her. And I can't believe the price she is. It just seems absurd to me. So for me, she's probably one of the each-way bets of the day.
Well, she's $26, Hawk, and $9 a place for Royal Illusion.
It just seems extraordinary to me. I can't quite understand it because I just feel like in this race, she seems well-suited. We know how good Tom is as a rider, as a staying rider. He's very good at rating them. And I still can't figure out why she's that price. I think it's obviously the idea that she's the third of the Willie Mullins team. But I still can't believe it.
We've got a few SMSs coming through. We will tweet all of the Hawks tips out and we'll put them up on the RSN website as well. Especially when there's $26 tips floating around. So race 5, number 13, and the Ascot Stakes at $26, Royal Illusion. Race 6 is the Wolfington. Who do you like in this race?
Well, this race, if any Australian is going to watch this race for horses that may come to Australia, this is the race to watch. Last year, the Dragon Age finished second. Obviously came out and won the Cox Plate. The year before, Magic Wand finished second to Adaev. And we've seen both of them win Group 1s in Australia. And if you go back through the years, I think from 2012 to 2018, five of the six winners ended up racing in Australia. So it is a race to watch from an Australian perspective. I think that the favourite here, Patrick Sarsfield, probably the best bet of the day. For mine, he was good last time out at Curra. He was Group 1 placed in Germany last year. He was actually entered for the Melbourne Spring last year. He was entered for all three of the big features down there and was once touted as a Cox Plate horse. He didn't come, but it wouldn't surprise me to see him make the trip for a Cox Plate this year. I think Patrick Sarsfield is the best bet of the day for mine.
All right, he's very backable too. He's a $4.40 favourite in the Wolfton Stakes, race number 6. And then 7 races now each day, and the last of 7 is the Copper Horse Stakes. Is there anything you like in the last?
Well, it's funny because last year my best bet of the whole meeting came up in this race, and it was for Jaira Prince, who took this race and then went on to the Ebor and won the Ebor. But I'm going a completely different direction this time around, and I'm actually going for the outsider of the field. I reckon best each-way player of the day, behind Royal Illusion, in front of Royal Illusion, is a horse here called Sexton. Now, Sexton is a horse that has been outclassed in his two runs this time in. He ran in a Group 3 and then a listed race. He comes back to a handicap. He's still probably too high up in the ratings. That concerns me. But if he was to find his best form from his three-year-old days, there's no way that he should be at the price he is. He has been 66-1 into 33-1 overnight in the UK. And I think he's worth a play. He used to be raced by the Queen. He's now been sold and now races in different colours. But it'd be great to see Sexton get a win there, especially one who was bred by the Queen.
Well, Hawk, it's at $41. If you can get Sexton home or Royal Illusion home, you'll go straight to celebrity status here on RSN. We'll we'll get the statue made for you. So day one, you've got a $26 pop and a $41 pop that you like, as well as a couple of $13 chances and $8 chances. So this could be a very good day one at the Royal Ascot Carnival.
Well, the thing is with Royal Ascot, so many of these races are so open that it pays to look away from the favourites. Now, the favourites are there for a reason, but especially when you've got a horse like Coffee Maker, for instance, who has to defy 100 years of history, or you have a horse like Poetic Flair, who has raced in the three guineas in Britain, France and Ireland in the last 4 weeks, and is now racing in a fourth group one there, which is just unheard of in the UK. You've got the opportunity to take on these favourites, and hopefully we've found the right ones to take them on with.
We're looking forward to it, Hawk. Day one, it could be an absolute fill-up. We'll enjoy your selections each and every day on Racing Pulse of the Ascot Carnival. And we're going to have a chat to your boss, Harry Herbert, a little later in the week, because, as you mentioned, Highclere have a number of horses competing throughout the Royal Ascot Carnival. I know a number of the horses are earmarked to potentially come out during the Spring Carnival as well.
That's the hope. It'll be interesting to see hear what Harry has to say, but... look, there are a couple of horses, especially in the three-year-old races later in the week. Parachute runs in the King George V on Thursday. Title runs in the King Edward VII on Friday. And both of those races have produced horses for Australia before. So I reckon they're two in particular that would be worth watching from an Australian perspective. I'd love to get them into the Australian stable. I think they'd be really quite something down here. So touch wood. Hopefully... I can do some work and you can do some work and we can get Harry to bring them down to Australia, that's for sure.
We'll be trying hard. Have an afternoon nap today. You can have a late night and we'll speak to you tomorrow morning, Hawk.
Look forward to it, Michael. Thank you.